Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today we have Grace Williams, the owner of Love Those Vibes. She owns a subscription box that is focused on self-care for moms, and I am going to let her tell us her story and introduce herself because my guests always do a much more fabulous job than I can. So welcome all the way from over in Pennsylvania. Tell us all about you, your business, and I cannot wait to have you on this podcast, Grace.
Hi, Joe. First of all, I'm so excited to talk to you since I heard about your podcast. I've been listening all week. I listen from like the start. I don't like to pick up where you are today. I like to watch your evolution. So I've kind of been listening to all the old episodes and catching up. So I'm really excited to be able to chat with you today. I am Grace Williams, the owner of Love Those Vibes. I have a quarterly subscription box, which I call Mom Self-Love Essentials. The box is called the Love Those Vibes box. It comes with all kinds of fun items to pamper yourself. It could be body care, skin care, journals. I've done coloring books and colored pencils, and workbooks and tote bags. So I have all kinds of things. Each month has its own theme. But my favorite part of it is that every box comes with a set of self-love tools that I create for each subscriber, out of my own experience, out of my own journey, and where I've been. So that's who I am. That's what Love Those Vibes is. And I'm sure as we talk, we'll get into how I got here and who I
Yes.
am and all that good stuff. But I'm just really excited to be here and share with your listeners.
I love that. And as soon as I saw that, I'm like, first off, I love subscription boxes. I just think there's so much joy and fun because I think, especially as moms, we don't really get much in general. And most of the time when we get mail, it's bills. And so just
Right.
the thought of having something for us every month, I think is so cool. And so I want to just dig into your journey and, tell us kind of where this idea came from. I think all of us who have a business, it stems from somewhere. Our story
Right.
starts somewhere. So tell us kind of what inspired this for you.
So if I didn't know any better, I would think it came out of left field. But because
Yep.
I've been doing the self-love work I've been doing all these years, I know that the stage was kind of set for it. So I was, let's say, spring of 2022, I was taking just a $10 workshop from someone who has a crazy, amazing, thriving subscription box business. And I just wanted to get some tips on one offering that I had for my direct sales clients at the time. I was doing nail polish, and I just wanted to do better at giving them what I was treating them with every quarter. I had a handful of subscribers, and we create these fun little packages, and each one had a theme. And about day three of the 5-day workshop, in the middle of it was just like, bing, I need to do a self-love subscription box for moms. And I kind of looked around like, why am I thinking about this? I'm trying to learn something.
Yep.
And so I kind of pushed it aside that day. And then at the time, I was also, again, trying to serve my clients better. I was in a like a 12-week mastermind for small business moms and things like that. So I kind of took it to the group and I'm like, you guys will never believe what idea I came up with today. And the feedback they gave me was like, oh my God, like that makes so much sense considering the journey you've been on. So it the idea started there. And I initially thought I was going to run with it right away, get a business name, do all the stuff. And then my mom got sick that summer, and I spent the better part of 2022 and 2023 helping to care for her. She needed 24/7 care, and we really didn't want to send her to a place for that. We were trying to keep her at home as much possible. So she passed away last June, and I would sit at her house and share self-love things I was learning with her, and she would kind of look at me like, okay, because she was kind of an inspiration in that she didn't really know how to give herself love, and she gave us so much love.
Yeah.
She sacrificed so much for the people she loved. And I realized that, There are moms out there doing the same. And
Yeah.
this, I need to serve them and help them realize that you can be whole and happy and healthy
Yep.
and love the people around you. Even better, honestly, when you are whole and happy and healthy. But the goal doesn't have to be to do it because you want to love them better. It can be because you need it and you deserve it.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how it came. And then the end of, I'm sorry, the beginning of 2023 is when I sort of started processing all my official documents and getting myself settled and creating my business plan and kind of just really getting a vibe for what I wanted to bring to moms who need to practice and learn about self-love.
Right.
And then we officially launched with gift subscriptions last fall because I kind of wanted to, figuring a lot of moms might not do this for themselves. So I kind of pitched it to friends and family who were holiday shopping and had subscribers come in. And I was like, this is great. It's so much fun. So we did the 3 month gift subscriptions, and then we switched it up this spring. I switched it up to quarterly because I want to really like dig into the self-love tools part. And I was
Yeah.
kind of feeling a little rushed and getting that to where I wanted it to be each month. So I felt like the quarter gives me a little bit more time to focus on that part
Yep.
versus the actual items in the box. So that's where the idea came from and how it came to be.
I love that. And how have you seen I'm just curious on the response of it. What has been the response and the feedback? So I know you said you were nervous, and I think as moms in general, like, and I'm very different because obviously I host the Empowered AF podcast. Like, I'm all about treating myself. But not everyone is. So I am just curious what the response has been on women stepping in and stepping into that treatment.
Sure. And I feel like the response is honestly, I think it's a little slow to start when we moms start taking care of ourselves. I know that's how my journey started. It was like I would read back in the day when it was blogging and not podcasting. I
Yes.
would read a blog and kind of like mull it over and like, I don't know. And then there was that moment where I created that little space in my living room. We have a small house, and I always that's like part of what most people online know about me is that I always say, like, we have a lot of people up in here, but we have a small house. And so I couldn't create like a mom cave, right? So I
Yeah.
created like a mom couch
Yeah.
and I put a lamp by it and put a little blanket. And my son was in kindergarten at the time, and he gave me like his favorite throw to put on my couch to make it more comfy. And I would sit there at night, like while my husband was watching a basketball game 10 feet away,
Love
and
that.
just like read blogs. And so I think, for most people, it starts slow. And that's why I'm here to sort of like, because sometimes when you start something like this, you hit some difficult stuff that you have to work through, maybe some wounds and things from your past that need healing. So I'm here to like kind of help people when they hit those spots. Like I'm like your little cheerleader on the side. So the response has been great. It's just that I know that moms out there take that like little step and then we're like, well, I'm not ready yet. And so I'm actually here kind of like helping moms get ready to really dive in and take care of themselves.
I love that. So tell me, as moms, how can we find that balance kind of between, feeling abundant and feeling fulfilled for ourselves, in our role as being a mom, or maybe even like as a caregiver, and still prioritizing the self-love and the self-care?
And I think a big part for us is realizing that we can't really be the women, the moms that we want to be when we're not whole and healthy and well from head to toe, inside out. And that on my journey has looked different. There have been times where I've been super focused on my health and well-being and meal planning and exercising 6 days a week and all the things, but my mindset was crap. Or I've been super focused on my mindset and my money mindset was crap. So it's just like kind of, there's different ways. Like, so kind of tackling them all at once is like, a huge mountain, but feeling like that one thing. So I like to talk a lot about alignment, and I learned this concept from a podcaster. At the time, it was called Mom is in Control. And she's the one, I literally turned her off in the middle of her first episode. I was like, this lady's no, it's not me, it's them, right?
Yeah.
But eventually I came back and listened, and I learned a lot from her over the few years that I was navigating my start. And one thing she really drove home was alignment, in that like there's always going to be things that veer you off your path.
Yep.
But the key is just to like course correct, to know deep down what you want and what you desire, to know that you can have those things. And
Yes.
it doesn't have to be beach houses and mansions and travel. It could just be
Yes.
simple. I just simply want an organized home, or I simply want to be able to sit on my porch on Saturday afternoons and read a book. Whatever you desire, you can have. And
Yes.
sometimes you'll be working toward it and you'll hit a bump in the road and get a little off track. But it's just knowing that you don't have to do every single thing all at once. You can just tweak, course correct, and get back to moving toward the things, the life goals, the dreams that you have, and toward back toward, those routines or things that work for you
Yeah.
that help nourish your own soul. Because I have times where, like, I'm up at 5 a.m., my morning routine is on point. And
Yeah.
then I have times where I've got like four middle schoolers in my living room, and that's my quiet time. How am I going to get up and do that on a Saturday morning?
Right.
So I have to like navigate and course correct. And I'm not going to lie, there have been times where I've been on like, community calls that like build me up and just kind of feed my soul in my car in a parking lot. Actually, the first time I
Yes.
ever recorded a podcast was in my car in a parking lot.
Totally felt. Yes. I know. I remember listening to Jenna Kutcher, and she was like, I was literally sitting in a closet because it was the only way I could get away from my kids in order to like get some quiet, you know? I love that though about course correction. I just think that's such a beautiful term because it's like everyone always comes to me and they're always like, Joe, I want balance. And I'm like, if you want balance, man, I don't know, like maybe go to the circus or something, like watch them try to balance. 'Cause like, I don't think there's ever a 50-50 balance. Like I teach my clients about like finding what that harmony is maybe in the moment.
Oh, I love
Just,
that harmony.
yeah, like I've really focused on let's figure out what the harmonious life looks like for you because there's never a balance. There's times when my kids get more of my energy maybe that day. And there's times when my business gets more of my energy that day. And sometimes it's a week that my kids get more, or it's a week my business gets more. You know, we're in Charleston for 12 days, like my kids and my family get my energy. And then we came back from Charleston, and that whole next week, my business got a little more. And so I had to kind of juggle that. And so I love the whole idea of course correction and always just figuring out that alignment. I think you and I are very, very in tune with that and the alignment piece of
I think balance can be really hard to maintain.
yes. And I think
And
we
then I
scream
think,
on society, what, find your balance, find your balance. I'm like, that is a myth. Like if y'all are listening, like there you are never going to find balance. Stop searching
No,
for that unicorn. There
it'll last like a
is not the
second, and
word.
then it's like those scales at the doctor's office, like that thing just kind of goes womp, 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 and you're like, I think it's 1 pound. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you just, and the same thing, like whatever you're trying to do, like when you look at like kids on the balance beam, they're like always kind of juggling and moving and shaking, and it's, I think alignment and harmony. Wow, I love music. So harmony is a perfect way where it just, the things are all there, kind of doing different things, but they're blending and making something
Yes.
beautiful in your life. That's so
Yes.
cool.
And I think that's the thing of I would love to hear a combination of what you have found works in your life and also how your subscription boxes kind of help women when they're feeling that overwhelm and the demand, because I think this happens for women in a different way than men. And I don't want to discredit men because I look at my husband and I know he carries responsibility in a very different way. And you know, that's why I specifically speak on women. And I talked to my husband about coming on here and talking about the responsibilities men carry, because I just think that sometimes as women, we're always like, oh, we carry all these responsibilities. And then I'm like, we do, but I think men carry it differently. But I think
Yeah, they
women
do.
carry the demands in a way of like, we have to make all the appointments and we have to cook dinners and we have to think about the kids and we think about all these things. And that's like, how can women find that harmony in their life And how are your subscription boxes helping with that? Because I would love, I know my audience is going to love this. Like, I'm already excited for this. And so I want to know, maybe you can even tell us a little bit about a past one or something, some of the
Sure.
pieces in there and what you've learned from your life and practices that have helped to kind of meet that demand. Because I know there are moms and single moms who are like, okay, I'm overwhelmed as hell. How can I
Right.
manage this and get all the moving pieces so I can just start finding some more harmony and rest and calm in those
Right.
moments?
I think last year, in 2023, when I sort of started creating what I was going to share with people, I called it my self-love ABCs. Because for me, when I look at the whole big picture of something, I like to know the big picture, even if I don't need to be part of it. But also sometimes when I'm responsible for the big picture, it can feel overwhelming to look at the whole thing. So I just kind of broke it down to simple steps for myself. That's how I've gone from surviving to thriving over the years. And I realized that if I did that for me, that's really what other people might need. So I just literally broke it down to simply my ABCs I call awareness, because I think for me, having my husband who doesn't ever complain, he's like I remember when we first got together, I would say to him, like, just to be clear, like, you can disagree with me. And
Right.
he won't speak up. Yeah. So, but it's not that, it's just that he's very easy go with the flow.
Yeah.
And I am like a very bold personality. So I kept doing check-ins, right? Just like to make sure, like, I'm not too, like, just like to be clear, we're partners here. Like, it's good. And we are. And but what I realized is that it's easy to not be aware of yourself and your actions and how they might be impacting yourself, but also how they might be impacting the world around you. So I feel like once you get yourself open to awareness, just simple things like your habits and the stories you kind of play over and over in your head, and your limiting beliefs and the actions that you maybe feel stuck on. When you start to become aware of them, then you're not looking at a whole big picture that seems overwhelming. You're looking at just like that one or two small things and going, okay, evaluate, how is this serving me?
Yeah.
And then my second one is boundaries, because once you know and you're aware of what you need, what you desire, also how you might be getting in your own way, then
Yeah.
I think you need to set boundaries with yourself, because there are times where, and I didn't always do this well. And even right up until the year of taking care of my mom, it was such a dire need at first that I just sort of jumped all in. And then I stepped back and I was like, wow, like this is impacting my physical well-being. It's impacting my family's. I have other siblings that need to kind of be pulled in here,
Yeah.
and let's set some boundaries and make sure that they know that it's not just that we're here meeting her need, but we all need to jump in and meet her needs. So setting those boundaries, but also setting it with yourself, because I feel like if you're not willing to say no, and that's uncomfortable.
Yes.
But guess what? The other side of no is way more comfortable than a yes that you really aren't able or ready to give. And then my third one is confidence, only because that piece was so hard for me, and it is still so hard for me.
Yeah.
I grew up the youngest of a family of eight, but I was the youngest of four girls, and I would look at my sisters and think, my older sister's so bold and wise and confident, and my second sister is so athletic, and my third sister is like absolutely gorgeous. And in my mind, like, I wouldn't always say the words out loud, but I remember a constant feeling of, well, what's my thing?
Yes.
And what I learned is that I made my thing like outside me all the time. It was always something else giving me validation. And to be honest, I was a really good singer at a really young age, and I love doing it, but I also recall like that became my thing where other people validated me, because they'd be like, wow, that's so beautiful, or things like that. And I actually am not at the time currently singing, but I think because I'm not, I'm able to see that more clearly, that that was like my external validation. So getting that confidence in yourself, learning to believe in you, learning to realize that, like, are those stories that we talked about in awareness, are those yours, or are those things that you've heard people say about you, or Maybe a teacher or a religious leader's put a limitation on you, or society just sort of does it that way. Because, my husband and I were brought up very differently when it comes to like family and faith and religion. But I see a lot of that, like the things that were sort of like, I don't use the word patriarchy, but it's kind of a running joke in our family that, it's like, I'll say, my kids will ask me a question. I'll say, well, I mean, ultimately patriarchy, but let's dive in. And my husband's like really open-minded. He's like, dude, with the patriarchy, like back off here. But even he and I realized that there's some things that were instilled in him just by nature of us being raised the time we were raised that he had to
Society.
work through and practice his way out of.
My husband and I deal with that a lot because we actually have a very wide, like, my husband is 17 years older than me. And so, even just with parenting, with our views, like, we were really raised in a whole different world, you know? And so, there's so many things of awareness and different things that we've, and then you throw in the cultural differences. You know, my husband is a black man. I'm obviously,
Mine as well.
you can see me. I'm a Caucasian. You know, people who can't see me don't know that maybe. So then you have those too. And so I think those ABCs are just so good for the people listening because when you said boundaries too, one thing I talk with a lot of my clients either in the studio or through coaching is when you are saying when you are saying yes to something, you are saying no to something else. And so is that yes more important than what you're saying no to? You know, when you're
And a
putting
lot of
that
times,
boundary, it's like, okay, I'm saying yes to another church event or another session or another whatever. Okay, now you're saying no to time with your kids or your family or whatever. Is that worth it to you? Are you chasing the right things? And so when you said that, I was like, oh, these ABCs need to be like plastered. Like I love this because it that goes so in alignment with my first book, which is all about self-discovery. Like your habits, literally what you do in those small moments. I learned this on through one of my coaching. They were talking about what you tend to do in one moment, like whatever one habit you have is naturally going to gravitate to all your other habits. And so being able to be aware of that, what however you react in one overwhelming moment is how you're naturally going to react in all the other overwhelming moments. And so that awareness piece is so crucial. We need to like, you need to not we, this is your ABCs. You need to like have this like printed for people so they can like hang it out. That needs to be in your next subscription box. Here, guys, color
Yeah, I've
the ABCs.
it's actually been in it's been in
Oh,
since I've
yeah.
actually shared it with my email list before.
Yeah.
And actually something I'm adding to my website will be eventually I'll have a blog on there where I'll revisit some of the things I've shared, because when people come in now, they
Yeah.
kind of miss things I might have shared 6 months ago or a year ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, those were the first things I dove into. Like with anybody who would listen, I was like, right here, because when
Yeah.
I became aware of myself and my husband, he without saying, babe, you're kind of being a jerk.
Yeah.
He's really good about just holding that mirror up, like, let's take a look at this. And I think we're good at doing that for each other. Like over the years, we've both been able to do that for each other. And it's literally those three things have taken me from overwhelm. They've taken me from,
Yeah.
falling asleep on my train ride every single day because I was so exhausted physically and
Yeah.
emotionally. It's taken me from being snappy with my kids, who I adore. They are,
Yes.
these, I always say there's the three of them are my hearts. Like I love the three, my husband and my two kids more than anything in this world. And, for me to feel at the end of a work day snappy with them because I'm bringing home stress or whatever, or I haven't set proper boundaries with them,
Yeah.
it's those moments were taking more of my time than I wanted to be present as a mom. And I was like, I want to feel as fun as
Yeah.
I do in the fun moments, as when we're away for a family fun day. I want that like Monday through Friday, And that's why I had to start somewhere. So I just started with like kind of looking at myself going like, ooh. And like I said, I turned that podcast off the first time. I was like, it's not me. I am coming here to get control of these people.
Right.
And She was basically like, "How are you controlling you?" And I was like, "We're not going to talk about that."
Right. You know, it's so funny because my master's is in social work, and that's one thing we'd always see a lot in like therapy and stuff is people would be like, I need you to control, like figure out what's wrong with my kid. And I'm like, you're not gonna like where this conversation goes. Because what I can tell you is anytime I see a kid that society would deem their behavior out of control, 90% of the time it stems from the parents. And it's not that the parents are bad. It's just there's a lack of boundaries. There's a lack of self-control. There's a lack of communication somewhere. And there's a breakdown. And it's usually not the kid's fault. You know?
And the kids and kids, you know, they don't look, we haven't mastered our emotions. Like I'm still
Right.
almost 50 years old trying to like feel
Right.
them out some days.
Yeah.
And some days I'm like, okay, I got this emotion. I know it. Let's feel it.
Yep.
So how can you expect like a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old or even a 15-year-old to, you know, be on point at doing that? It's challenging for them.
I don't think our generation even like, and I even say me, I'm 33 and I wasn't really taught self-regulation. And so it's been interesting with our kids. My 5-year-old really struggles with self-regulation. And so we just talked about this with him even of, you know, taking him to therapy so they can teach him self-regulation because we realize our limits of sometimes it's better to have a third party where he's going to be more open to listening than the two of us. Because I know we were, and I know for sure my husband, he's 50. He was not taught self-regulation. And he even talks about like in his culture, it was like, man, you are not seen and you are not heard sometimes. You know what I mean?
Oh, I can't tell you the number of times my mom would say that, and some part of her like meant it, and then some part of her didn't really behave like she meant it. But yeah, that whole like children are to be seen and not heard, and I'm like, well, why are you on the phone discussing this while we're in the room?
Right. And so it's
But
like,
yeah, and I feel like I started that like I feel like I started that way as a parent, like not so much children like to be seen and not heard, but very much like I'm the parent I know best.
Yes.
You know
Yeah.
what I mean?
Because
And
I said
I'm
so.
I would even explain like I'm doing this for your best interest, but like hey, they have emotions and they have ideas. And I'll tell you, my kids are super smart. And sometimes I have to Google stuff when we have conversations to keep up because they will have Googled it. Like if they want to know something, they're going to go research it. And so the because I said so didn't work like early on. And the questions would come, and I was like, oh, okay. So I have to figure out how to explain this without getting annoyed that they want to know it because they have a right to know it, you know? And my husband too, like very much, he was raised just like that's the grown up, and they said it, so we just do it. But he also has older daughters, so he also knows it kind of like didn't really work.
Yes,
And so it's kind of like I would say to him, you have more experience at this, and he would be like, I wasn't that great early on.
agreed. Like we're
So we
learning
kind of
better
have
the
the same
second time.
experience.
Yeah, same. My
Exactly.
husband has older kids and I also have a almost 15-year-old, so it's like we're almost like reparenting better the second time around. And we've learned so much because it's like one thing I tell everyone really I can come in contact with is the more you heal yourself, the more calm your life becomes. Because a lot of times when I can look back, even in my early 20s, which is so funny because 33 is not old, but I'm telling you, 22 feels like a lifetime ago. I
Yeah, I
literally
remember.
feel like that 10-year gap between your early 20s and your early 30s is like legitimately a whole lifetime. And the wisdom I feel like anyone gains from 20 to 30 is just completely different. You know, it's that gap. You know, you really go from being a baby to like wisdom.
It
You
really is.
know?
It's a huge jump. Like I'm watching nieces and nephews and my husband's daughters do it. You know, and they're most like some of my nieces and nephews aren't that much younger than I am because I'm the youngest of 8 kids. And, you know, back in the 70s, like everybody was getting married at 20, as opposed to now where we kind of wait a little bit longer. And so just watching them step into becoming adults and watching them step into doing things differently than we've done, you know, as young adults and as like looking at them from the perspective of how my sister, you know, parented her kids when they started versus how she finished when her youngest was getting close to 18, and what that journey looked like was amazing for me to watch because she learned so much and grew so much in that time, and it was really helpful to me. So I kind of went into this mom thing like I kind of knew some of the things. Like I remember when she was younger being like, I don't think that's really working for her. But then I wasn't a mom. So like I was a teenager at the time. So like, how do I say? Like, maybe you want to try something different. But but watching that and watching her learn something different by the time she got to kid number two and kid number three, it helped set the stage for me to go when I was feeling those dysregulated emotions and not in a space where I wanted to be, it kind of gave me a foundation to go, okay, that's not where I want to be. And sometimes it was like, I don't even know where I want to be. I just know that I want to be happy with my kids. And I don't want to sit back and watch them be happy. I want to be happy with them. I don't want to sit back and be ticking off all the things I need to be doing in my mind while they're playing and having fun at the playground. I want to be on the merry-go-round with them. You know what I mean? And it just, that's kind of where my whole journey started, just wanting to experience it with them instead of being an onlooker.
Because time goes so fast. And I was watching this show the other day that Kevin Hart does, and it's called Heart to Heart. And he had asked The Rock, like, we're getting older, and like, what is one thing that you want more of right now? And he said, time. I want more time. Because the older you get, the more you realize that's the one thing you really can't get more of is time. And it's like, I know there are women listening right now who it's like their kids are young and you're in that stage. And I get it because, like, I'm there. It's funny because I feel like I can see both sides because I've been the single mom when I was getting my bachelor's and I was getting my master's. And I remember feeling like, I'm not gonna survive this. Like, I'm not gonna survive this. I had just moved to Indianapolis. I was just struggling to just make everything meet. And then now I'm on the opposite side too of like, I have a 6-year-old, 5-year-old, almost 4-year-old, almost 2-year-old. Yet mentally, I'm like so much better off than I was at 19 when I had my kid, And it's just like, time is that one thing you can't get back. And I value each moment with my kids so much more differently now. And I see it so much more differently. And so it's like, I think confidence, though, and healing and personal growth play such a huge part in that. And so share just some like of the practical tips and the techniques and things that women can do, to boost that confidence and how, your quarterly boxes kind of help with that and some of the things that are included in that. Because I think women want to be confident, and it's like, how do I get there?
It's hard to get there too. I think so as far as what I pour into the boxes that I think is helpful to women is I started the first box with a journal and a super cute blingy pen. And it was like a beautiful linen journal with gold lettering, and it was just blank inside because I felt like whenever you start something, it was the first one I was giving to people. It would be their first ever Love Those Vibes box. And I just wanted them to have kind of a blank slate to just put out there whatever they want. If they want to put their grocery list in the journal, put their grocery list. If you want to do brain dumps, brain dumps. If you want to do dreams and manifestations, beautiful. Whatever makes you happy. And I just, I did the blingy pen because to me, like, it's just a reminder that the small things in life make it a little brighter. And even like we went to the dollar store to pick something simple up. And on our way out, my husband had bought me a pen with like a big giant gem on top of it a while back. And it ran out of ink like in February. And I hadn't replaced it. Like, I have my blingy pen. I'll just use that. And so on the way out, he grabbed a new pen with a big giant thing. And not because I necessarily needed a pen. I have plenty of pens in my desk, like, but simply because it's a small thing that brightens the moment. And it's just, putting things in your life that give you those bright moments, taking time to look around. I love part of the reason I'm outside, I said when I first hopped on here with you, is because I'm in an office building. There's not really a quiet place for me to pull away and ensure that I won't be interrupted. But out here, it's also breezy and sunny. And, if I'm inside most of my day, at least this is giving me a little extra perk to enjoy it. So the idea is just to put things in there to enjoy it. So I did a Valentine's themed box, but did it all around roses, and I shared just the benefits of roses, which they're a pretty freaking amazing flower. There's a lot that I never knew about roses, but they're so physically helpful. And you can make all kinds of things. You can drink. So there was a rose tea in there.
Oh, that's so
And
cool.
there I included links for all these different, if you're crafty and you're into all the home, making concoctions and stuff at home, it's right up your alley. I included a link in there for this article that I came across in my research that had all these things you can do with roses.
Yeah.
And probably 11 of them I'm not going to try, but I when I found it, I was like, somebody's going to really enjoy making this their new Saturday morning treat, and then
Cool.
and in there, there was body scrub, body butter, just because you don't need to wait for someone to treat you one day a year. You can treat yourself all month long. So that was the theme was gift yourself roses all month long. And so I just put enough in there so that you could spend time all month long treating yourself, whether it was once a week or you wanted to use your body butter, as a hand cream every day, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
And then each one comes with self-love tools. So my favorite that I just did was in March. The box was Color You Fabulous. And coloring was a huge tool to chill me out when my kids were little and I didn't realize it. I wanted them to have a better bedtime routine. I had a long commute. I missed them. So I made the poor early decisions of letting them stay up just a little later. And so as they got older, that bedtime routine became really challenging. And so I would bring them upstairs to our room and we'd sit on our bed. And they liked it because I always have a little lamp on. It's more chill. And I could hang out with both of them at the same time because they're only a year apart. So that's a lot. It's hard sometimes to split that time. And so they would color. And one night, just one of them just kind of handed me the crayon and was like, "Do you want to color?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And what I realized after I started coloring with them is that I was sleeping better just by spending 15 or 20 minutes coloring with them. And I started to enjoy doing it. Honestly, when they started to outgrow it, I was like, "Don't you guys want to color?" Because I was relaxing so much from it. But from there, I also have benefited from other people teaching me things. Like I remember one of the first steps I took was printing out affirmations from, I learned this from the Abundant Mama Project, which was a blog at the time, and I think she had a course. That was like my first introduction to affirmations. It was maybe 2015 or 16. And I had no idea. And I knew there's a Bible verse that talks about think on these things, all the good things in life, because I had been raised very in a church. So I conceptually knew it, but the idea of creating something that speaks to me never even occurred to me till I read that blog. And so I sat down, printed out five or six affirmations, punched a hole, put a key ring on them, and I would carry them on my train ride and read them every day because they just helped me so much. And then from there, it was like someone posed journal prompts, like questions that really got me thinking. And so I was like, "Oh, wow, this is great." Usually, I don't go this deep with myself. So it was just all the little steps built up. So each box has something that has benefited me along the way.
Love that.
You'll probably find that there's journal prompts and affirmations in most, but what I recently did with the quarterly transition is I now have monthly self, what I call digital self-love tools, where you're getting the self-love tools that would go in a box. But because I wanted the focus to be on that, I'm doing that monthly, and then the box comes quarterly. So in the
Love
box,
that.
they get a printed version, and then the in-between months, they get a digital version. And if they want to print it out, they can. And it's basically a little workbook with the month's theme. And the one of the themes is alignment, which is interesting that you and I talked so much about that in
Perfect.
the beginning. And just
Absolutely.
really diving into what that looks like. And is it something that speaks to you and feels like you could do alignment? And then kind of like a little diagram where you can kind of draw in the things in your life that you want to put into alignment and that you want to make sure you're focusing on. And again, unlike balance, they don't need your focus 24/7 to stay that way, but they're things you want to be able to check in on, that dream, whether it's, something like my husband and I, it's silly. He doesn't fly. So people like might think we're crazy, but when the kids are older, we want to travel in an RV. And if you'd have
Oh
asked, yeah, if you'd have asked me before him, I would have been like, no, I'm getting on a plane. But you know what? He's afraid to fly. So I'm going to do it in an RV because I'm not going to miss traveling and I'm obviously not going to miss doing it with him. Now, the kids and I are already like talking a trip to Hawaii without him if you won't get on the plane. But that being said, like those are things like I don't want to forget that. And he'll like the other day, he sent me a little picture and was like, look, we're getting closer to prices that, we've let it that are reasonable. And we're not ready to do it yet. The kids are still in middle school, so we're not quite there yet. I don't have the kind of summertime off to be able to travel the country in an RV. But guess what? When they're in college, we'll be able to do that.
But you keep manifesting, you keep keeping that in your vision, because
Yes.
if you don't check in with what you want, it's kind of like
Right.
being, I tell people, it's like, if you're on MapQuest, if you don't check in with that final destination, next thing you know, you're in a whole different state and you are not going where you should be. And I think that's exactly like so perfect for the alignment. It's just like you have to at least know where you're going. If you don't, you don't put that final destination in with MapQuest and you just start driving, who knows where you're going to be?
Exactly. And that's why I think that's a big reason I chose alignment as the first theme of the digital self-love tools. Because I was like, you need to know what you want. You need to know, like, just as simply, like, how do I want to feel in life? When I wake up in the morning, when I, make you, whatever, make dinner at night, go to bed, whatever it is you're doing, how do you want to feel in life? And then taking small steps to get there. So that's what I'm loving about it is that I'm able to like really pour in what I've learned over the years, things that I'm researching still and learning. I'm learning so much about our own, literally our own energy. And I love my daughter's 13 and she always like looks at me like, Mom, you're a little woo-woo with like the meditation and your essential oils and all.
I love
But
it. My daughter is so woo-woo. She is like so on board with woo-woo with me.
And my daughter's very logical, like, but it's not really my thing. But then there she is in science class learning about energy and matter. And she's like, wait a minute.
Like, you're
So
welcome.
it's been fun because she's getting it from her perspective with her personality, while I'm still learning it from my perspective of my personality. And that's what I'm enjoying about pouring into each box. So that every box comes with things that are fun. So that box that had, so I created a whole workbook on coloring. And it started out as a coloring book. And then I was just like, it needs more. Like, it needs more meat. And I decided to do the like just some journal pages and prompts related to each theme. So every page has a quote and there's a theme for each page. And it's not the full alphabet, but because I do my ABC thing, it runs like A through H, I think. But there's like, but the coloring can take you time. The journaling can take you time. So it's just giving you a little tool that's fun, but also gives you the time to pour into you. Because, like, when people go, oh, you need a great morning routine, get up before your children. And then I'm like, okay, what do I, like, I'm awake, I have my coffee, what do I do next? And this is like, maybe morning's not your thing. Maybe it's midday, if you've got littles while they're napping. Maybe it's on the weekend when, they don't have school and they're off. Like, my kids are older, so they're off hanging with their friends on the weekend. So that becomes my time, to sit on the porch and read. And so, like, each box just kind of has everyone has that little something in it to help you. And it's not always going to be body butter and it's not always going to be colored pencils and a coloring workbook. But each quarter, there's going to be something different so that you can play and have fun. Because, like, we talked about, this can be heavy work. If you're breaking generational patterns that haven't been healthy and serving you or your loved ones or your family that came before you, it takes work. My family's in the midst of doing that. And it's, I think it for us, a lot of it came to a head when we had to come back as adults and take care of our mom. And we kind of all work in a different dynamic. And my sister and I, who are both very, really open and have been very close our whole lives. I mean, we had our own bunk beds, but I would sleep in her bed most nights to hang out with her
Yes.
when we were kids. And so, like, we've always talked about that, but it's, being able to bring it to other people, even our own family members, just
Yes.
being able to share it and say, hey, like, this isn't easy work. It's going to be hard some days, and it's going to be challenging to become aware of yourself and look at habits that you might want to tweak or change. But ultimately, you are enough, you're worthy, you're beautiful as you are today. And so I'm going to be here to give you a fun way and a thoughtful way. It's not all about fun, because, like, amusement parks, after a while, you'd get sick of them. But it's a good, it's a good blend of things that are fun, but things that are going to get you thinking and learning as well.
Yeah.
And then just taking them and applying them how they make sense in your life.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is, as moms, we always say we're willing to do anything for our kids. Like, I would literally die for my kids. And my question is always, are you willing to live for them? Are you willing to
So
live
true.
for your kids? Are you willing to
Yes.
heal for your kids? Are you
Yeah.
willing to do the work to be the best mentally strong and healed version for your kids?
Yes.
Because great, I'm glad you're willing to die for them, but like, they
Right.
need you now, healed
Right.
and mentally present, and I want to know if you're
Yeah.
willing to do the work for that right now. So
Right.
I think this is just so perfect for where a lot of moms are. And so tell me, where can people follow you? Like, are you on Instagram? Do you have a website? How can they follow you and find you and see everything you're doing?
Sure, they can follow me. I spend a lot of time on Instagram, and I spend a lot of time with my what I call my email crew, because I love just being able to dive in. And I love when I've sent something out and kind of asked a question to get someone else's feedback, where they give me a feedback and say, oh, you know what? Or just share, like, this is what's working for me. And it's so encouraging, because sometimes you get that in the form of comments on social media. But to have that interaction with email, where somebody takes a little bit of a time, or where you back and forth a few minutes, and it's just such a cool connection. So on Instagram, you can find me at Love Those Vibes Box is the handle there. And then my website is lovethosevibes.com. And I will say, if it's okay with you, if you are a small business owner or a crafter or a creator of a product that you just think, wow, we would really vibe, I do have a collab page on there to just say, hey, if you're interested in getting your products in front of me, like, let's talk, send me your link so that. And I've had people who do retreats reach out to me and want to purchase, like, boxes for. Actually, I created a separate product because people were reaching out to me so much, that it's just like a little, I call them little packs of love, just
Oh
like a
my
little something. If you're
gosh.
doing an event or a retreat and you want, and actually, one lady, I'm actually going to pop in on her retreat, and we're going to have a quick chat about the thing that I, donated to her swag bags and little things like that. I'm here. I love to connect with people and get to know
My
you.
gosh, I'm
So
so
if you're
excited. I have a
out there
retreat
and you
coming
think,
up.
there you go. If you're out there and you've got, like, a product and you're like, wow, this sounds like we really would vibe. I actually had a woman who we were following each other, and when she realized, like, that I created my business page, she was like, oh, hey, like, we should connect on this. And I was like, yes, I'm so excited, because I was following her because she was making videos of, like, the soap
Yeah.
she makes, and they were super soothing to watch. And then here she's enjoying the
Yeah.
concept of self-love and pampering yourself,
Oh my
and
God.
we're going to be connecting, So it's just a fun way to connect and just share what I'm learning. And hopefully, like, if just one other person benefits from what I'm learning, I'm considering it a success, because
Absolutely.
I am so grateful for the people who came before me, who were blogging when social media wasn't so prevalent, who were
Yes.
doing podcasts when nobody knew what the heck a podcast was,
Yes. Yes.
and because of who I am in my generation, those people were laying a groundwork for me to learn so much and benefit so much. And I'm just so grateful, because I don't know where I'd be on my self-love journey if people like you didn't step into their purpose and share what they're learning and what they've benefited from.
Making sure we don't feel alone. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. I actually had someone reach out to me from Australia that had like heard my podcast. I just thought, wow, like how freaking cool, because there could be someone out there right now who just feels so alone, and it's just like, you don't have to be like there. We are literally all here. And I know it seems like I'm just a voice behind this, but it's like there's so many ways to connect with us. And like, we really want to be here for you, because motherhood, business, like it can all feel so freaking lonely, but like it doesn't have to be. And I'm so thankful for that part of social media and all of the like downfalls of social media. It's like the beauty of it is like getting to connect. Like, we would have never connected. I'm already sitting here like, oh my gosh, I have a retreat coming up in like South Haven where this would be so fun. I always do like a gift bag for them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, when you're talking about these things, I'm like, my book would be so perfect maybe sometime to like fit in one of your things. Like, oh my gosh, there's so many ways we could collab and like make such a difference in moms' lives. And like, that would never have been possible if we weren't just in like the same group. And so I'm so excited for just everyone that I know is going to hear this podcast and be blessed. And so I would love for you just to leave anyone with some final words. Any moms out there who are just at a space where maybe they're not quite there yet on that self-love journey, and they're thinking about, you know what, I want to invest in myself. I want to love myself. I never do that. What is your advice? What is your, final messages to those women who haven't quite invested in that self-love yet? They're always taking care of everyone else. What can that is that final message you can leave to them before we hop off here today?
I think just two things. Find the smallest bit of time that you're ready to commit to yourself, because there was a time where an hour a week felt overwhelming. And that's like nothing now. I could blow through an hour fast with some self-love and self-care. So find just a small time. If 5 minutes once a week is what you have and you say, I can commit that 5 minutes, find that 5 minutes, put it on your calendar. And then in that 5 minutes, do something that you enjoy and that is not for anyone else in your family, just for you. And if even if your family members enjoy it, like for me, I love grabbing a coffee and going for a walk. I know it's not like the official exercise walk. It's just me strolling with a coffee. And I have a friend who we enjoy doing the same. Whereas, like, if I'm going to meet another friend, she's going for the walk, and that's great. But this is a time where I need the coffee, right? And so just find that one thing. It could be simple, it could be simply just like for a while, it was just sitting on my porch. Because that's where I was able to find 5 quiet minutes and doing something for me, maybe reading, maybe just enjoying my coffee while it was hot when the kids were little. So find that 5 minutes and put it on your calendar, whatever frequency you're ready and comfortable to commit, and then make it non-negotiable. And the second thing I think is just be aware that you are worth every single bit of what you desire in your life. You're worth all of it. And you deserve all of it just because you're here. And that, you know, our purpose in life can be so focused on other people, but just because you're here, that in itself is purpose, to just know that you're here to make a difference with you. And when you do that, it's just going to overflow and make a difference around you. And that's going to be beautiful. But start with you. Just start with a little bit that you can decide, that you can just say, I'm comfortable. I'm ready for this. And when it gets challenging, don't give up. If somebody interrupts your time, just remind them, this is my space. This is what I need. And I will do that with my family. Like, I have a couple of groups that I get on calls with throughout the month, just for me, to build me up, to learn, to grow. And I'll say to my family, family, I love you all. But I am not in the house for the next whatever 30 minutes or 60 minutes. And sure enough, somebody will poke their, and not anymore, but at first, somebody will poke their head in the door and I'll put mute and go, I'm sorry, I'm not in the house right now. And it's just making that non-negotiable. And at first, they would look at me like, that's so dumb, you're right there. But just restating it, because here's the thing, the more you say it out loud, the more you start to say, oh, wait, this is my time. So it's just finding the small thing, and then when it gets challenging to keep it, find a way to keep it. And it doesn't have to cost you money. That's my favorite part.
Yes. Yep. 5 minutes on the porch, 10 minutes outside hearing the birds chirp,
Yep.
the sunshine hitting your face
Yep.
literally costs nothing.
Yep, exactly.
I love that so much. Thank you so much for being on this podcast today. I enjoyed our conversation. I look forward to more conversations. I have a feeling you and I are going to very much stay connected.
I think so too. I've loved chatting with you, and thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you just letting me come share with your people.
Absolutely. And for all of you out there, as always, in case no one has told you today, you are beautiful and you are loved. Empowered voices truly make a difference. So make sure yours is being heard.